Liska leaned forward, elbows on the table, and sighed. Look, Amber, you don't want to talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. But we're gonna sit here and enjoy each other's company until you give me a straight answer. Again, with the sneer and a snotty shake of her head. I got nothing but time. That's true, but you can stay in this place for more time or less time. What's that supposed to mean? It means if you waste my time, jerk me around, piss me off, and refuse to cooperate with a police investigation, that's not gonna look very good on your record when you come up for parole. The girl pulled back in her chair, her face mottling, eyes bugging out a little. Are you threatening me? I'm telling you the plain truth, Amber, Liska said without emotion. I'm doing you a favor telling you. If you don't straighten up and at least pretend to be a good citizen, the parole board is not going to be all that anxious to kick you back out into the real world. That's how it is. You're pulling real time here. This isn't county jail where they're happy to watch your ass walk out the door because they need the bed, Liska said. Unlike a lot of other places, the state of Minnesota has plenty of prison cells to go around. Am I getting through to you here? I don't want to make things hard for you, Amber. I really don't. I don't even want to be here right now. I've got two kids of my own. I'd like to be spending time with them. I'm sure, as a mother, you can understand that. You remember what it was like. Your kids look up to you like you've got the key to the world. That love is like no other. That bond is stronger than anything. Amber Franken's eyes welled with tears. She looked away, arms crossed tight, as if she was trying to hold herself together. You miss them, don't you? Liska said softly. It didn't matter how unfit a mother this chick had been. Absence had erased the bad memories and left her with sweet, sentimental images of time with her children. Children she would never see again. I can only imagine what that must feel like, knowing that they're gone, knowing what they went through before they died. Amber began to cry in earnest. She put her hands over her face and sobbed. I miss them so much. Genuinely feeling sorry for the girl, Liska sat patiently as the worst of the storm wore itself out. There couldn't be anything worse in the world than to think of your children being tortured by a sadist. After a few minutes, Amber pulled up the tail of her shirt and wiped her face and nose with it. Liska tried again. Why was Ethan Pratt here to see you 10 days ago? Amber drew in a shuddering breath. To talk about the lawsuits. He wants in on him, the rotten son of a bitch. Like he was ever anything more than a sperm donor. Fucking leech. I told him to hire his own damn lawyer. Did he say anything about Carl Dahl's trial coming up? She wiped her nose again, this time with the back of her hand, which she then wiped on the leg of her pants. He said he'd want Judge Moore next time he got arrested because she cares more about the guy on trial than the victims. Did he seem angry about that? He called her a fucking cunt, if that's what you mean. That's what I mean, Liska said.